We're joined now by Ken Shamrock coming up in just about, 7 days from now? Big fight against Kimbo Slice. How's everything going?
Oh, really good, man. Looking forward to it.
What are your thoughts on the fight?
If all goes as well, I'm hoping to get a win in the first round. But we'll see.
Are you going to be looking to keep the fight standing on the ground? Any preference?
I think I can handle them either way, stand up or ground. So, you know, I'm not going to force anything. If it's there, I'm going to take it. If it needs a space open, I'm going to punch it. If it doesn't, if he gives me a leg, I'll take it. You know, it's whatever.
Okay. You had said in the press conference that if you beat him, you're going to shave his beard. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. Especially if he's unconscious.
That would be unbelievable if you do that. That would be great.
You think the referee will let me?
I don't know. Just bring out the Clippers. It'll be like the old WWF days.
They might be tackling me before I get to them.
Okay, that's cool. So what are your thoughts on, you know, Kimbo Slice? I guess, you know, just talk about your opponent for a little bit. What are your thoughts on his rise to popularity coming from the internet to where he is now?
More power to him. I hate people for making success for themselves, man, you know, and that's what he did. He went out and he made the best of what he had. He's very, very popular, and more power to him.
And as one of the true pioneers of the sport, do you think he's good for the sport?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, anytime you put people in the seats and you make the sport more popular by whatever it is you do, then I'm definitely for it.
You don't think that there could be an issue with him maybe glamorizing street fighting or something like that and be a bad role model?
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on how it's done. I mean, he's in MMA now. I mean, the internet thing, I didn't really approve of that much, but you know what? He's in MMA now. He's not doing that anymore. So, you know, we have a lot more stuff in our society that we need to worry about besides people out there fighting. We got so much drugs on the street. We got prostitution. I mean, come on. As opposed to what? Fighting?
Okay, that's true. That's a good point. You know, and now he's actually turned himself around. He's trying to make a career of it.
Absolutely, he did something with his life, man. So you know, you can't hate somebody that's taking what he can and making something out of it. You know, he's got the ability to fight. He's channeled that into something, and he's making the most out of it. You know, I don't hate people for doing that. I commend it. You know, we could probably hate people for a lot of things they did before they became famous, but they're not doing it anymore.
And for yourself, how long do you want to, you know, assuming this fight goes well, how long do you want to keep fighting for? Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't really thought about it. You know, I take each day, you know, one at a time, man. You know, I just love life and I love living life, so I take it one day at a time.
What's it been like for you getting back into, like, you know, the mainstream with such a big fight, national TV? Obviously, you had the huge fight with Tito Ortiz, but most likely more people are going to see this fight than that fight.
Well, it just seems to me like every time I do a fight, it always seems to fit in the next, you know? I mean, I've pretty much broke records over and over again every time I've gotten in the ring. With pay-per-view numbers, with TV ratings, I mean, I've always been the guy that has always been able to, whenever I got in the ring, break the numbers, you know, that they've had previous. And I've done it several times, and it's fun to be able to do it again, especially at this stage in my life.
Why do you think that is, that you have so much appeal?
I don't know, man. I think maybe it's just my character and the way that I get into my fights and the way that I enjoy getting into my opponents and finding things I don't like about them and starting problems and, you know, just creating something that gets me to dislike them. And I think people kind of buy into that. It's not on purpose, but it's how I do it.
You're trying to sell the fight as well as get yourself mentally involved in the fight, right?
Well, I'm not selling the fight, though. It's just me. You know, I've did it ever since I first started fighting, and I had no idea that people would even like that. But it's just me. It's who I am, and I've always done it, and I always continue to do it, and people seem to like it. So, hey, more power, huh?
Okay, and I guess when you did some professional wrestling for a couple of years, is that what made you successful there as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of times that, you know, when I got into pro wrestling after I was in the MMA and came into pro wrestling, I kind of took that anger and I generated it into the ring in pro wrestling. And people kind of, I think, really enjoyed that because it was real. You know, they could feel the realness of my anger. And it was, you know, I generated that anger. And not that I was going to go out to destroy my opponent, but it was a character. It was a person mm-hmm. that I was, and I just brought that out.
Yeah, you brought a lot of credibility to, you know, in a way you brought a lot of credibility to professional wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
what do you think about a couple of the pro wrestlers that are, you know, trying to give mixed martial arts a shot? First Brock Lesnar and then Kurt Angle, who you actually wrestled with a few times.
Well, I think Brock's doing it, you know. Kurt keeps talking about it, but I haven't seen him really make a move yet. But Brock's doing it. He's not talking about it. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think that Kurt someday will probably do it, hopefully, because I'd like to see him do it. I think he's got the potential. But right now, Brock's the man. He's the one doing it. He's having some success. That he's a big guy, powerful. He has good wrestling background, and he's going to learn as he goes.
I guess there was some talk a few years ago that the IFL, that they were trying to put together a fight between you and Kurt Angle. Was that ever close?
Yeah, we were trying to do that, but I'm not sure that that was ever going to happen. I think Kurt kind of wants it to happen, but I just don't know whether or not he can break away and get away from the entertainment world.
Okay. You've been another guy, obviously, guy you know pretty well, better than maybe anybody else in the world almost. Is Frank Shamrock has obviously been talking about fighting you for a couple of years now. I had a chance to talk to him a couple times, and he kept saying, yeah, that's the fight I want to do at some point. What do you think?
Well, they keep talking about it, but, you know, the time it's time to do it, it never happens. So, I mean, it's all talk. I mean, until actually he steps in and does it. I've always said, yes, let's do it, and it always falls through, and it's not on my part.
Does the result of this fight, win or lose, have any effect on a possible fight with him down the line?
I don't believe so. It doesn't matter. Like I said, I haven't really thought about it. You know, right now, the only thing I'm thinking about is this fight, and I'm going to win, so it doesn't matter. I mean, if the fight's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Okay. And if we go back a couple of years, you know, there were some issues with the UFC, and I think you might have, rumor had it that you were maybe going to court with them or something like that. Is that all taken care of?
Yeah, it's not taken care of, but I can't really talk on that because it's still not done yet.
No.
Not done deal, so I have to wait and see what happens.
Okay. How many fights do you have with Elite XC?
I believe it's one with an option.
Okay. And okay, is it the option, is that your option, their option?
I believe it's an option for both.
Okay. And looking back on your career a little bit, is there, obviously you're probably the most famous mixed martial artist of all time, a true pioneer. Is there a single fight that you remember as being your favorite fight, your best fight?
I would probably have to say there's two of them. One of them was in Japan when I actually took the belt when we fought a two-day tournament, and I took the belt for the Pancrase organization.
Sure.
And I was the first foreigner to capture the belt, actually the first champion for that Pancrase organization. And then also, too, in the UFC when I captured the first super fight heavyweight belt. I was the very first heavyweight champion in the UFC, so those are things like that. I'm really happy and real proud to be the owners of those records because those can never be broken.
How do you think this kind of fight, winning this fight, would this rank up there with that, or is it just completely separate?
No, I mean this is something that's. I mean it's a great fight for me, and it's going to feel really good to get in there and win a fight, and especially one with this kind of magnitude behind it, with this many people watching. So it's going to feel good to do that, but it's not up there with, you know, obviously being a part of history. You know, I mean, it's just not. It's a different type of accomplishment and satisfaction.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Then, going back, did you have a preference for where you fought, whether it be Japan, America? Because I know the fans are a little bit different depending on where the fight's taking place.
No, there's no preference. You get in the ring, man. You just get after it, and you enjoy being there, and you have fun. And, you know, in Japan, it's fun, and I enjoyed that. It was very, very, very good for me when I started out my career. I learned a lot, and the fans were really great and respectful. But in the U.S., you know, I mean, especially when you're born and bred here, it's just the crowd and the noise and the excitement and the tension, and it's just, you know, you just don't get it anywhere else in the world.
Is there any preference of fighting in a ring or a cage?
No, not at all. It would depend on the guy you're fighting, too. If he's a striker, you definitely want to be in a cage because you want to be able to push him up against the fence and be able to take him down. Whereas in a ring, they can bounce off them ropes or fall through. You know, you end up losing that takedown or the clinch that you get. So, you know, it would depend on the type of fight that you're getting into that you would be the one opposed to a ring or a cage.
I mean, you spoke a little earlier about, you know, really getting mentally involved in your fights and really trying to, you know, almost hate your opponent a little bit. What's it like for you the moments before you leave the locker room for the fight, like what are you thinking about when you're walking towards the cage to get into the cage to fight somebody?
Well, first of all, you're thinking on what you've trained in training, you're thinking about what his strengths and weaknesses are and what he may come out with and what your counter will be. So you're basically thinking a strategy to get the fight started. And as you're getting into the ring, you're sizing your opponent up and trying to figure out what he's going to do. He's going to come forward, he's going to go sideways, he's excited, calm, you know, all those things go through your mind. You're trying to size up where you're going to be and how you're going to get there.
Are you ever, I hate to use this term, are you ever scared?
No. Honestly, there's nervousness.
Right.
Definitely. There's times when you go into a fight where you have an injury or something, and you're very nervous about that. But afraid you wouldn't get in the ring.
True.
Not sure if afraid would even come. If you start getting that, then you don't go to the ring.
Okay. How's your training camp been for this fight? Everything good?
Everything's perfect, man. I'm excited about being able to get in there and get after it and be healthy, man. I'm tired of training, man. I want to get in there and spring the bell.
How long's your camp been?
What's that?
How long have you been training for this fight?
5 weeks. Okay. I found out probably about, 6 weeks, 5.5 weeks out, and then I started writing on training.
What was that conversation like when they called you to ask you about the fight? Was it a quick acceptance?
It was brought to me by some of my people that were working with me, and I said, put it together. I said, don't let this one go.
Okay, this is a very big fight. I want to thank you for a few minutes of your time. I greatly appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you next Saturday night.
Well, thanks, man.
Thanks. Have a great day, Ken.
You too.
Thanks.